morning, Power Hour Nation. I just talked to Todd. He says they were opening everything up, and now they're closing it all down. And I said, well, why? And Uncle Kevin said, because the death rate's going down.
Yeah.
This mask issue is an issue.
This is garbage.
This is an important issue. We're going to talk about that among many other things. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's great to be with you. Uncle Kevin riding shotgun over here.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. It's a very good day.
Except last night.
Last night? Why?
We lost our power.
Oh, yeah. The power went out here. Somebody, I don't know if it was a truck, a tractor. I don't know if somebody got drunk and decided to cut fields in the middle of the night or something. They hit a pole,
yep.
Snapped wires.
I think it was Antifa.
Black Lives Matter had a hatchet and was chopping down telephone poles.
Exactly.
Anyway, our power just cut on, so we didn't even know we were going to have a show this morning. So our power is here, and we're glad to be with you. Brent Magnuson has written a book. It's called Roger Up. The tagline is The Mission Ready Blueprint to Crush the Morning, Own the Day, and Become the Best Version of You. That sounds good,
that
doesn't
sounds
it?
Real good.
What's a feel-good broadcast today? We want to, you know, kind of have
be
some...
Be positive.
Yeah, let's have some positive input. I'm anxious to meet him.
That's right. Sounds good.
This book. Gosh, ever since, I told you I upped the dose of my heart drops.
Yeah.
You see how I got a lot more phlegm now?
Mm-hmm.
God, it's like, oh, it's like coming up.
I'm excited about that. I'm looking for great things to come, even better.
The heart drops are fantastic.
They are.
That's a little side note. Anyway, we're going to go over news. If you want to call in and have a comment or question,
yeah,
what have you.
Call in.
I want to start with, I consume a lot of information. I mean, I tried to, when we were away and stuff, I tried to not consume as much just because it...
Get away from it for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, it weighs on
it. It does. It's overwhelming sometimes.
And I came across, Bruce Lipton has been on the show before, and he is similar to Joe Dispenza. We're trying to get Joe, but, you know, Joe's off doing his own thing and touring, and, you know, I don't know if he wants to do this. I don't know. I don't know if we can get him or not. But Bruce Lipton and Joe do similar type things. I was listening to Joe Dispenza talk about a study that was done. And here's the study.
Okay.
And I think this is pertinent to us and our thoughts. You know, in the scriptures it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
Basically, that, you know, there's a couple different translations, but right. That's basically, you know, your thoughts
are real powerful.
And science is showing that that's more true than we ever realized.
Correct. Especially if you collect it together.
Right. So anyway, they did a study. They took a group of people. And they put them in a room 2 hours a day for 2 weeks, and they had them do piano scales, you know, like exercise, like piano scales.
Yeah, they never played the piano before.
Never played piano before. Had them do scales over and over. You know, somebody was there if they get lost focus or whatever. For 2 hours, they were going to do it. 2 hours a day. They hooked their brains up before and after to a, you know, a scan so they could see what was going on with their brain. And in 2 weeks, a different part of their brain became active and lit up.
Oh, wow.
So they had created something in their brain, a pathway, a new learning had occurred. Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Expected.
Yeah.
To some degree expected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they say you're supposed to do new things all the time.
Okay. And a pathway was created.
Right.
So memory, whatever, what have you.
Yeah.
By paying these scales. Okay. The second group, they had come, you're going to come play the piano for 2 hours, do whatever you want.
Okay.
Do whatever you want. Bang on the computer, play chopsticks, you might know chopsticks, whatever.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want for 2 hours.
Right.
And again, they had somebody there to keep them focused, you know, because they fall asleep or whatever, get bored. 2 hours a day for 2 weeks. Do you know what the brain scan showed?
It did not open a pathway to
no new development.
Right.
No new development, no new pathway, no new section was lit up in their brain.
That's right.
None.
I agree. I believe that 100%.
So this is kind of like our life. We, if we just go along and we just do whatever, you know, we're not really developing in any area, and life's kind of just tossing us to and fro, and we think we're victims in this big scheme of the world of life. The first, you know, the third group, They put them in the room for 2 hours. They showed them the scales, whatever the scales mm-hmm. were. And they told them, don't touch a piano. Sit there for 2 hours a day, and you're going to imagine yourself doing these scales.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Imagine yourself.
Yeah, imagine you do it.
Didn't touch a piano.
Wow.
Imagine themselves doing these scales. So then they did the brain scans before and after. What did they find?
Exactly as the first group.
Exactly as the first group. It didn't matter whether they thought it or whether they did it. As long as they stayed on it, they focused on it, and was a concerted effort on it, it created something in them.
Yeah.
Something was itching them. And what they're learning from science is that your DNA, why do you think fluoride is so dangerous? Because it cuts off your pineal gland.
It sure does.
Your pineal gland. The DNA markers are antennas. And
that's
they, so they're antennas. So anything that can receive a signal can also send a signal. You are literally, in this world, what makes you different? Your frontal lobe, mankind, what has been given to mankind by God, or what, you know, whatever word you want to use. To say it's evolution, to say it's by chance, premortal soup is just—it's just stupid.
Yeah,
you're some kind of moron if that's what you believe, or at least in that thinking you are.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's ridiculous. What makes you different? You are literally, you are literally a participant in your own creation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're finding. That you don't see with your eyes, you see through your eyes.
Right.
And that literally, they do studies, and they'll have people look at the same thing. They all see, they look at exactly the same thing, but see different things.
See different things. That's yeah.
Because of their perception. Perception is reality.
That is correct.
That's why the news works so hard to manipulate your perception, the way they do things. It's all, they understand it's not about reality. It's about perception of reality.
Right. Yeah.
And so they
and
work.
How they can manipulate.
And how they can manipulate it. Okay. So here's what I would like to do this morning. Another one of the studies says that you can hold a thought for about 17 seconds, if you can hold a thought for 17 seconds and you can feel it, this is where emotions comes in. This is a story in the Bible of Jacob and Esau, Isaac's sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob, the symbolic, metaphorical truth of that story is Esau represents your present situation that you don't want. You send it away. You bring in the new that you do want. Isaac then feels Jacob. It's by your feeling. Remember, mm-hmm. his voice was Jacob's, but he put the hair on his, so he felt like the physical. Yep. The metaphysical, see, Jacob is a spiritually smooth man. Esau is a rough man,
right.
The physical, spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which one? The two parts of creation in your body, you have consciousness and subconscious, two parts of every person. It represents male and female. That's why this whole gender thing. And remember, if they say gender identity. Well, gender is not sex. Sex is male or female, or masculine or actually, if you want to get technical, sex is masculine or feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So if they say, well, gender identity, well, technically, I guess you can't have any gender because that's not what, that's really not what you're saying is sex. Sex is masculine or feminine. That's why they always say gender. Say there's lots of genders. Technically, scientifically, okay, that possibly could be true, but it has nothing to do with your sex.
Correct.
Okay, so to clear that up.
Yeah.
Another perception equals reality that they're trying to manipulate you.
That they're trying to push, yeah.
Why is that discussion so important? Because this represents who you are and the divinity within you of male and female part of creation in every individual person. So how is a baby born? This isn't a sex ed class, but everybody knows male and female come together.
You go down to the mailbox and you get it.
To Walmart. You go to Walmart, you order it online, and then the baby's there.
It's sent to you.
And then that's how.
And who didn't know that?
Yeah. Okay. You understand, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, so the male and the male impregnates the female. The female, it grows. You can't even see it. You don't even know it. You know, it's just, you can't even control it. You don't even know when it's coming. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's born. This is also metaphorical applications to our ability to create, male and female, our conscious and our subconscious. So our conscious injects the subconscious with ideas and thoughts. And whatever you feed the subconscious, it's going to then birth for you. So whatever you give it, input in, input out, and your feelings is the most powerful way to inject the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've proven that if you can hold an idea, a concept for about 17 seconds, it leaves your body and goes out.
Correct.
Basically, it goes
out into the ether.
It goes out into the ether to our collective universe. It goes to our collective universe. So when you have a lot of people doing this, you know, I want right now, the reason I do this, I went to Cape, the big city, the big city around here. I actually went and saw Mike over at River City Coins.
Oh, we love Mike.
Yeah, talk to him for a while. 573-334-1108 if you want to talk to Mike about coins.
Yeah, but, do it. This is the beginning of a bull run.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but you want coins. Anyway, here the point I'm getting at, I'm losing track.
Yeah, let's do it.
They had a mask order in Cape. They said all the stores had a sign, by order of the health department, you must wear a mask, blah, 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 you know, some draconian language like they're my father or something. I went into the store. They stopped me and said, and I said, well, I have a medical exemption. Then they left me alone. So I said, I just have a medical exemption.
Yeah.
Left me alone.
They don't want to get sued.
No problem. But I just saw everybody in a mask. We went to a restaurant, my wife and I. The waitress, my wife said, are you sick of wearing that mask? She said, oh, gosh, yes. You know, she said, oh, gosh, yes. And I said, you know that that doesn't do anything to stop the virus. She goes, yeah, I know. Well, I said, wow, at least you know.
Yeah.
I said, make sure you go in the back and get some oxygen or something. She says, I do. And she's been having headaches when she gets out for work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, everything.
8 hours wearing a mask, not good for you.
I'm sick of these masks. I thought Marsha called me. She said, I get so mad anytime I see the people with these masks on. That's what I'm starting to do because I understand it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's dog training.
It doesn't do what they're saying it does.
Nope.
Anybody, science, on the damn box, it says not used to prevent coronavirus spread. It says that on the box.
Right. So what are you wearing it?
So what are we wearing these for?
I agree.
I am so sick of this.
Yeah, I agree.
This is asinine. I want it gone.
So do I.
And I'm going to use my power right now, and I'm going to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to join in.
Oh,
your consciousness, your subconsciousness. We're going to take about 20, 30 seconds. This is my first attempt at some guided meditation here.
We should do this more often. At least once a week, we'll pick a subject or something
and do this.
Okay. Yeah, this is a great, great idea.
We're gonna shoot for 30 seconds.
Everybody.
And this is a form of prayer also.
Yes.
Because your faith, what is faith? The evidence of things seen, or substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you look out in the world, you see masks. What do you want to see? No masks.
No masks.
So you don't see no masks. So you want to see, so the substance of things hoped for. What are the substance of things hoped for? Your feeling, your thoughts, your inside you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. All the science, Joe, Bruce Lipton, that goes with this, it all works together. Another example, verification of the Bible.
Yeah.
They don't tell, you know, where are the scientists on that? Oh, the Bible's right again.
Yeah. we come from monkeys. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do, I want you to relax and the feeling, I'm certainly no expert at this, but we're going to do about a 30-second guided meditation. I want you to really feel this. And see how it goes.
So take a couple deep breaths.
Deep breaths. You kind of get in and relax. You know, if you're driving, I have to give a disclaimer.
Don't do it while you're driving.
Or you need to be conscious. You know, this is not the time to do it. But hopefully, if you're sitting at home, you know, relax, whatever. So anyway, we're going to try to do about 30 seconds. And we'll see how effective this is.
And what are we imaging?
We're imagining that here, well, I'll tell you. Let's just go. Let's just see where it goes. Just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax. Imagine you're sitting on your couch, what have you. The news comes on, and they say, no more masks. People's liberties are being upheld. You hear the newscaster. Imagine the smile on your face. You go to call your friend and say, there's no more masks. There's no more masks. You go down to downtown. You look around. Nobody's wearing a mask. Walmart, all those people at the door who are sitting there with masks who are controlling you and looking over you, they're gone. Those blue dots on the floor are gone. There's no mask anywhere. It's just free back and forth. You can go to the store. You can get on a plane. No stewardess on the plane harassing you about the masks. You're free. you're not wearing the masks and the divinity within you, the breath of life. You can breathe in, you can breathe out. Imagine the freedom. And now you appreciate it more than you did before because you realize what had almost occurred and the control on our lives. But now we're free and we feel that and we're so excited and we know that the Constitution, the reason is because the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that this virus, the source of it was identified. It was killed. It was not near as strong this fall as they said it was. They had plans that people died, but they didn't, because our consciousness, our belief, we believe that God was with us. We believe that God is with us. We believe these masks are gone. We believe we can see it. And you go into Walmart, they're all gone. There's no more masks, and it just feels fantastic. And people are talking about, boy, I hated wearing that mask. I'm glad that those masks are gone. Your neighbor talks to you, boy, it's a good thing those masks are gone. I was getting headaches. I'm so glad those masks are gone and this virus is gone. It's all gone. And decency and uprightness and this fall that our lives are blessed, our lives are prospered, and that we have peace, and that we are free, and we are happy, and we are successful as God intends us to be. So just take another second, take about 5-10 seconds more. Just imagine you're going to the store and they say no more masks required. And it's like it's getting close to Christmas, or you know, it's like Halloween or something. And so it's not very long from now. You say, oh my gosh, there's no masks. This is fantastic. And the feeling of that. And that goes out into the universe, into the energy, and our belief and our power that God has given us now goes throughout the world. And we believe in God, we believe in ourselves, and we believe in freedom. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, come back to it. It's done. It's done. It is done. It is done.
I feel better already.
Diana in Belize is on. Oh. We tried to get her, hopefully, her connection. Let's see if we can get Diane on. Diane, you're on the Power Hour. What's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Clear.
Okay. Yeah, I moved to Belize because I didn't feel my family was safe in the United States, and I'm very thankful that I did that. That's been almost 20 years ago, but there's a real encouraging thing. There's Kirk's Law Corner. It's on YouTube.
What's
they
it
have
called?
Classes one to
hold on, hold
one
on. What's it called?
On Kirk, K-I-R-K, Law Corner. It's on okay. YouTube, and it's got lessons 1-8 are free. They're practicing constitutional law, not statutes. They're practicing law,
great.
And they're filing things
out
with
that's
the courts, and they're redressing their grievances with the legislature, and they've had some success. In one county in Texas, they redressed their grievances with the legislature, and the entire domestic relation court, 1,200 cases, were thrown out. And the court was moved to a constitutional court, I think is what they said happened. But I really don't understand it all that well, but they're trying to teach people how to do this for themselves.
Do you
and
know them?
Not
have
charging.
You had some contact? Have you had some contact with them? Do you have a contact for them, or just their YouTube site?
I have an email. I could send you their email, Daniel. But they have a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I think it's a 7 p.m. Central Time. It's a 6 p.m. my time. They have a 2-hour live YouTube video, and you can get on there and you can comment and talk to them in the chat room, and they will help you, Daniel. If you need to file something, if your rights have been violated and it's unconstitutional, they will help you. And they have a whole, they have examples of cases they filed that you can copy and use for yourself. And
oh, this is
they
great.
Try teaching people how to do it for themselves. And they have other people that have, there was a lady that called in that was helping someone with a mortgage issue and was having success. So,
Kirk Law Corner on YouTube. Kirk, K, like Captain Kirk,
K-I-R-K. K-I-R-K, Kirk's Law Corner, and E-Clause, E-C-L-A-U-S-E. There's two guys working together, and Chris and Kirk, I think, are their names, and they're helping people And they are not bar members. I think one of them went to law school, but they are not bar members. And there are constitutional lawyers out there helping people that are not bar members.
Well, that's bar what is, I've noticed. Unfortunately, what I've noticed. What I've noticed is that's only people who are really getting things done. They're on the cutting edge, or people who are not, who went to law school. There were lawyers, or they at least studied, and now they're not part of the bar. If you're part of the bar and you're part of the, you can lose your license. They hold their license over you, like the medical staffs. I mean, they keep you in line.
They
really do.
They do.
Well, the bar is a title of nobility, and it's unconstitutional.
Sure,
the whole
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And for people who are listening, that confuses them. A title of nobility is you have a title that gives you the privilege to do something that others can't. So the title, when you're a esquire or a lawyer, a quote unquote lawyer of the bar, your title gives you the right, supposedly, to then go into court, to go across the bar and to speak in the court. Well, that's a title of nobility. Why can't I go, like if my uncle has a court case, why can't I go in there and speak for my uncle if my uncle wants, or help my uncle in court? Why can't I do that? Well, 200 years ago in America, you could. That's the whole point. You could.
And law was simple back in those days.
Yes.
They made it so difficult now. Under constitutional law, you should be able to go in there, regress your grievances very simply.
Shouldn't be.
You don't have to jump through all these hoops like they make you do now under corporate law.
Right.
You have to follow all the
law. Go ahead, Diane.
They discovered that they redress their grievances with the legislature, not with the court.
Diane, please, my email is support@powerhournation.com. support@powerhournation.com. Please send me that email.
Absolutely.
Please send just a brief summary that you called. And
okay.
We're going to learn more about this. Thank you for the call. We'd love to hear more.
I need help with the Strauss heart drops, too.
Send that in email. God bless you. Wow, that was interesting.
That was great.
Stay tuned. News and then Brent Magnuson.
Thanks to Immune System Naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
That always makes me smile.
Does me too.
Yeah.
I found myself being sympathetic towards Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's a sympathetic. I think he's a sympathetic character. He was used and abused all his life.
Really, if you LaToya's memoirs, whatever, and what? Oh my gosh, what a time he's little.
Yeah,
little.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying any. Believe me,
no.
Please don't send me an email. I'm not justifying what he did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But
I heard he was abused by his dad.
Oh, that's the beginning.
That's the beginning. Yeah, no.
They
no.
passed. I don't want to even get into it.
I
love that bass line. It makes me happy every time I hear it.
Yeah.
ThePowerMall.com. That's where the great products. We got the Global Healing Center. We got sale on. Dr. Group's interview 2 days ago or 3 days ago now. That was a good interview.
That was a great interview. We love Dr. Group.
He said a little more than I think
he wanted to. He did.
That was funny. I asked him, what do you see next for this fall? He took a bit. If you could see him on the video, ladies and gentlemen, if you can go to our YouTube channel, The Power Hour Radio Show, click on the logo, and then you'll see his video. If you listen to the interview, if you see it on YouTube, I said, what's coming up this fall? Or I can't remember some question I asked him. And he put his head down, just looked down. He looked down for about 5-10 seconds. He goes, I can know in his mind, he's like, should I say?
Yes.
What should I say?
Yeah.
What shouldn't I say?
He spit a lot out.
He holds back, he spit a lot more
than I think he wanted to spit out.
Yeah, but so that was a very good interview. Anyway, the products. You know, that was a great interview for so many things you can do, like, for free. Wim Hof, you can go look up Wim Hof breathing.
Yeah, we did that for a while.
Yeah, I want to get back on that.
So do I.
Especially now that he said something, how important that is. That makes it even more the importance of the breath of life.
Yes.
And breathing. I mean, what in the world are they doing with these masks to us? Well, they're gone. I mean,
they're gone, yeah. They're gone.
We visioned about. Yeah. They're, you know, that I got this idea. Art Bell, there was a drought in Texas, so Art Bell did
exactly
this.
Exactly right.
And he did this for so long. I don't remember how long. He did it quite a while. And they had flash floods in Texas.
No, tell him, you know, he did it over his show. He had everybody.
Yeah, just like we just did.
Just like we did.
And I think he did it longer and did it many. So we're going to have to do this again.
Yes, absolutely.
And, he had millions of people listening.
And then all of a sudden, yeah. And the predictions, what is it, Texas? Texas, where the drought was?
I'm pretty sure it was Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Don't quote me on it. But
yeah, there was no rain in sight for the next, you know, 2 weeks as far as the weather.
Meteorologist said.
There's no rain in sight. Yeah,
this drought is just going to deepen.
Yeah, that was the perception, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know.
There was flash floods.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the rains came out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. So this works.
The charcoal is a great thing to have. You can take this as you want. This is what I'm thinking. Uncle Kevin and I have talked about this. You need to be prepared.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say. You need to be prepared. And for you to be happy and healthy and successful and free, preparation is a big part.
Big part.
And especially after we did our meditation, I'm not going to say negative things or try not to.
Nope.
See, I'm going to go over these news, and we're going to try to spin them in a positive way. But anyway, sales at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support. You know all the products, you know, the vitamin D, the magnesium, the zinc, the selenium.
Yeah.
The Strauss Heart Drops, the Cardio Calm, the Kidney Support, the Tranquil, the REM Sleep. We do have a colloidal silver product. Because I got so interested in this after I saw the FDA coming out of people selling colloidal silver. They called us about colloidal silver. I said, okay, I see. I'm going to get the best colloidal silver.
Yeah.
We're going to make it ourselves, or we're going to pack it ourselves.
Yes.
We're going to have a great price for the Power Hour people.
Yeah.
They're telling me something by them going after this colloidal silver.
All around the country they're going after people.
So that tells me a lot.
That tells you it works. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it tells you something.
Yeah,
in your opinion. These are opinions.
That's our opinion.
That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
I promise you, it's going to be about 7-10 days or something like that. We're going to have somebody on talk about this. We have the best colloidal silver that's ever been. Look, I've been in this industry a long time, you know, talking about preparedness, because this is a preparedness type product. This is the best colloidal silver I've ever seen for a variety of reasons.
And I'm almost out, so I got to stock up.
Yeah, well, we're about to have it, and I would highly recommend it, and we're going to have basically a huge discount to begin with for Power Hour listeners.
Yeah, and I would suggest that everybody pick up a bottle for their preparedness.
The Power Hour, or the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We also got these new products from Good Health Naturally, from Robert Redfern, these magnesium. It's like a lotion, so if you got back pain or soreness or what have you, does it work good.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but you haven't seen this.
No, I'm just saying the lotion, magnesium lotion, that's what my wife got rid of her, was it restless leg?
Yeah, restless legs.
Oh, my gosh. She used to kick me so hard at night.
Like a horse.
And then when I got that magnesium lotion, from you guys.
Yeah.
And then rubbed it on her. Every night she'd stick. She didn't want to take it at first. Because I suggested it, and then she
that's another story altogether.
Yeah, and she was a little feisty. She's a little feisty.
A little.
And then I just rubbed it on her, you know, and then she, you know, she didn't have a restless leg that bad, and then the next day she sticks her fade out of the cover.
Yeah, where's my lotion?
Where's my lotion? Yeah, it did away with it.
Okay, let's get to the stories here. This is Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse Blog, a big article about this, and also Fox. Millions of Americans can't afford rent, and eviction looms. Nearly 12 million adults live in households that miss their last rent payment.
Yes.
The concept that houses are going to cost more next year than this year, I don't see how.
I don't see how
unless the government just starts dropping money on the people, which they might. Millions of Americans who have missed rent payments due to the coronavirus pandemic could be at risk of being evicted in the coming months unless government measures to protect them are extended. Nearly 12 million live in that kind of situation. They missed last month's payment. 12 million households missed last month's rent payment.
Yeah, they should put a moratorium on it.
Oh, there is. And there is a moratorium that goes to the end of the year. The article talked about it. 23 million have little or no confidence in their ability to make the next one.
Yep.
That's double. According to a weekly Census Bureau data, about a third of the country's renters are protected by an eviction moratorium that covers properties with federally insured mortgages. That expires towards the end of this month. Many renters are jobless and depend on supplemental weekly unemployment benefits that are due to end also at the end of this month.
Yes, I heard that. That is not good.
Are they going to continue this? Are they continuing
this payment?
I
hope so. I really hope so. Yes, I hope so. Maybe next week we'll
see. This is the debate, you know, back and forth. At some point, then we're all going to pay for this. So the government should just pay everybody to live, because that's really what you're saying.
Well, at least for a little while, for the moratorium, until everybody gets back to work.
When's that going to be?
I don't know.
They're just going to start giving it every month? They're going to start doing it every month for the next 10 years?
Monopoly money. I'm not worried about the debt. I really am not.
I know.
I'm not worried about it.
I know you're not, but... So why should anybody work?
To get money.
The government gives you money. I mean, see, that's the question I'm asking. Should we just let this all collapse? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to come a collapse, and the new dollars coming in. So all that debt is going to be wiped out, in my opinion. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I think. So I'm for paying for everybody's mortgage. Just pay it. Put it on the Federal Reserve. Dissolve the Federal Reserve and go to the new dollar. Bam.
And pay everybody's mortgage.
And pay everybody's mortgage.
So almost like a jubilee.
Yeah, like a jubilee.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of mortgages that aren't controlled by the Federal Reserve. So just all mortgages, Federal Reserve should pay.
All mortgages. Just pay them. Every one of them.
Just pay it.
In 2007 or 8, somebody figured it out was $680 billion. That's nothing in what they're spending today.
Well, it's nothing what they gave all the banks.
That's right.
They gave the banks more than that. See, this is where, to me, you start having an argument. I don't like the idea of the government doing all this. I don't like the government's dependency.
Oh, me
I don't like it all. But then when you start putting in perspective of, well, they gave the bank $700 billion. They could have gave the people $600 billion and canceled all mortgages.
Yeah, the first TARP was $900 billion.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, $600, and they had $200 billion left over. So what if one bank goes belly up?
Who cares? Who cares if all they go?
Who cares if all of them go? Yeah, I don't care.
What if you have your money in the 401k? If you had, now see, here you go. Now if you got the money in the 401k, you do care.
I don't know about that, but I think America would be a lot better off if everybody's mortgage was paid off than a few people lose out on their 401k.
Well, if it's a choice of to prop up the banks or pay everybody's mortgage, I would tend to lean towards paying everybody's mortgage. Well,
can you imagine the boom that we'd have here.
Well, then
nobody have an extra $1,000 a week that they have in their.
Well, then a gallon of milk is going to cost $15.
Well, we'll see. I'd rather give the money to the homeowners.
It's an eternal debate, isn't it?
It is.
Georgia Governor Kemp sues Atlanta to block mandatory mask rules, saying local leaders want to quote undermine economic growth. Governor Brian Kemp is suing Atlanta to block the city from enforcing its mandate to wear a mask in public.
I love it.
This is awesome.
I love it.
This is where the sheriff's. Where's the sheriff of, that's Fulton County, Atlanta's Fulton County. Where's the sheriff? Sheriff say, we're not enforcing this, you're not enforcing this. And there's sheriffs all over this country that are doing it.
Yeah, and if you do enforce it, we'll arrest you.
That's right. You're not enforcing it. And if you're going to find somebody and try to throw them in jail for this, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hold
you. And this will stop.
Yeah, it'll stop in a second.
I want to shout out to Cindy. Cindy contacted me. She had heard about the sheriffs from Dr. Tenpenny, and she contact your sheriff, have an introductory phone call, then get a hold of us. We'll talk. Then we'll lead you right to Sheriff Mack, and we'll get it all hooked up. People are starting to do this. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Berkeley police will no longer be tasked with issuing traffic citation. Berkeley, California. They're going to stop they're going to have unarmed, just city workers give.
I heard that.
How's that even constitutional? How's that even legal?
It's not legal.
University to mandate race and ethnicity courses for all students. Talk about Georgia. We're back in Georgia. Emory University. You know Emory.
Yeah. The Monkey Center.
That's right. They do a lot of tests for on monkeys there.
They do
there.
A lot
that's
of monkeys.
Right.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing back in the 50s. They had all the monkeys lined up in a row.
At Emory.
Yeah, connected to their brains, watching TV to get the flicker rate.
Campus Reform reports that the university wants all students to understand, quote, how racial and ethnic antagonisms and inequality develop historically. I would be interested in seeing this class.
I would.
I think it would be
slanted a little bit.
I want to hear how they think the inequality developed historically. I'd like to hear that. After careful consideration over the past 6 years and an ongoing consultation with faculty, students, and administrators, Emory College blah, blah. Boy, this is wordy. Oh, my gosh. An opportunity to focus a diversity requirement on the crucial role of race and ethnicity in shaping our institutions. How does race and ethnicity shape our institutions? I thought hard work.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I thought hard work and industry shaped our institutions.
Yeah. It's all propaganda.
Let's move on.
Propaganda.
What, we've seen this happening all over the country. Statue of Jesus beheaded inside Florida church.
I saw that. It made me sick.
Not that I want statues of people, but you know, it's like a it's a statue of Jesus feeding the 5,000 or picking up lambs or what. It's not a deification statue. It's like a portrait of
it's art.
It's art. It's art, and people are chopping off the heads. And this is happening all over the country.
It is.
California churches have been shut down indefinitely. Well, then the churches should say we're not going to do it. And again, where's the police?
Yeah.
What side will the police fall on, ladies and gentlemen?
Where's the sheriff?
The police or the sheriff. Who's going to be out there?
Yeah, we want.
And the NFL season may be in jeopardy in California.
I won't miss them one bit.
That's one thing. I'm about sick of these athletes.
I'm sick of these athletes.
I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of athletes who are trying to.
Yeah, but they're shut up.
Right, it's the leagues.
Very few.
These leagues are new world order instruments. NFL, NBA, especially. Major League Baseball, I don't know, maybe not so much. NFL and NBA are new world order shills.
Yep.
That's what I believe. Elderly man killed after mask dispute, police shooting. Did you hear this story?
That's up in Canada, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
When I saw it was a 73, I said...
73-year-old.
You know what I had to ask? You know the first thing ran through my mind?
What?
How old's Wayne? Is this Wayne? Wild Bill Elliott up in Canada says, "I'm not wearing no mask, and you can't make
me. You guys can crow."
And here's the background of the story. I can't read these things, but here's what the sergeant said. He was refused service, and the assault happened thereafter. So our people became involved with the initial assault investigation and follow up. Let me put it in my own words. I read this story.
Okay.
Value Mart, I think was the name. This guy drove 25 miles to go to the Value Mart.
73 years old.
And they said, "You can't come in here without your mask." He said, "I am too. I'm coming to get my groceries. I'm not wearing no mask.
I drove half an hour to get here."
So supposedly there was some sort of assault, whatever that was. He said a bad word to the lady or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. They got him to leave.
He didn't follow the rules.
So that's an assault.
Yeah.
So not following the rules is an assault.
Habitual line stepper.
That's what they say.
I know.
That's what they say. So he went home.
Yeah.
And so the police then went to his house.
I know. Followed him to his house.
They went to his house. They can't leave the guy alone. He went home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not where it ends.
It doesn't end there.
Officers attended there, where shots were fired. Additional resources were brought in. So, police are resources now.
Yeah,
see what they think of you, police?
Yeah.
Your resource.
Yeah.
Were brought in, and ultimately a 73-year-old male was transported to the hospital where he died. Investigators have determined two officers discharged their firearms, but have... Here's the key sentence to this whole story.
Okay.
But have not confirmed whether the victim was armed or not.
It's 73 years old.
What is that? I've read enough stories, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what this story is really saying. Two officers came, strong-armed the guy.
Yeah.
A fight ensued. He wasn't giving in to him. He didn't give a damn what they said.
Correct.
And
Get
out of my house. And they shot him dead. He didn't have a gun.
Correct.
Okay, let me translate that for you.
And what is Canada doing with guns? I thought the cops up there didn't have guns. When did that happen? We're going to have to ask Wild Bill Elliott that.
Did not confirm, have not confirmed whether the victim was armed. Okay, where's the people marching? Where's the people marching about this guy's life?
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, it's frustrating.
And notice who came to the door, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to belabor this point. What side did the police stand on?
Not on his side.
Not on the people's side.
Nope, they sure didn't. He's got a right to live.
I guess he just got angry and didn't want to wear a mask.
So now you get executed for that.
In Canada, apparently, if you mouth off.
Yeah.
I'm sure they came to his house. He's get the bleep, yeah. bleep off my lawn. What? The, right. Get out of here, you piece of bleep, bleep. Yeah, I'm sure
they probably pushed him.
And they probably pushed him. But he probably, you know, whatever. He probably picked up a tire iron and was going to smack him. You know, was, maybe. He probably, he saw red.
Yeah.
He just, this
I'll
is it.
Grabbed the lamp.
Yeah.
Likely
than I'm 73 years old, yeah, and I'm not. He grabbed a bat or something, so they felt like they were justified shooting him or something.
Wrong.
Here's what we couldn't really deal with that ourselves because it's really against the rules. So we had to call the police and everything. Oh, wow, Tiana, Francis, Value Mart employee. So we just had to call the police and everything.
Yeah. I hope that sits well with you. That,
yeah, how do you feel about that? Well, he didn't follow the rules.
Yeah, somebody died. It's on your conscience, buddy.
No. He didn't follow the rules. It's on him. If we didn't have to force him and tell him that he couldn't come into the store, nothing would have happened, really. He would have got his groceries and went along with his day, she said. That's a good observation, Tiana.
Yeah.
Moderna. Do you know who Moderna is?
Yeah, it's a company.
Thank you for that profound clarification.
I did clear that up. Didn't
Moderna
I?
Is a big tech, big pharma slash tech vaccine company.
I was correct.
Moderna COVID-19 vaccine induced adverse reaction in quote more than half of trial participants. Here's what's interesting about this: Moderna had a trial of these COVID vaccines on some poor sap, volunteers.
There was 45 of them in their first one. I know that.
Well, the first, yeah.
And five of them got sick. Three of them got really sick.
Well, this is how they, when they say, well, the studies are clear. You know, they're safe and effective. They did the trial. They said the vaccine, quote, induced anti-SARS-CoV-2 immune responses in all participants and said no trial-limiting safety concerns were identified. Okay, that's the official.
Yeah, they created the antibodies.
That's the official story that gets put on there. So you want to know how the study goes and how these things go, and you got to read between the lines, and you got to go. That's what they said. That's their official line.
Yeah, the people come in the door, the front door. They take their vaccine, and then they're carried out the back door.
Yeah, they pass out on the way to Value Mart.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what happened to that guy. He got a vaccine. Yeah, he wasn't in his right mind.
He wasn't.
So, yet, a majority of participants still reported at least one side effect. A majority, over half, reported a side effect, an immediate side effect.
What was the side effect?
Well, they have a list.
Oh.
Here, you want to see it? Here's the list?
Yeah.
Solicited adverse events that occurred in more than half the participants included fatigue, chills, headache, myalgia, and pain at the injection site. Fever, joint pain, and nausea were also reported. Side effects grew more common with more and larger injections. The scientists write, quote, systemic adverse events were more common after the second vaccination, particularly with the highest dose and three participants. But there's no need to be concerned.
No need to be concerned. Just line up.
So that first line, so this is how these vaccine studies go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's read this line so you understand. You know, Sherry Tenpin comes on and they talk about these. When somebody says, well, the research is clear, it's safe and effective. Here's the first line.
Yeah.
Quote, the research, the vaccine, quote, induced anti-SARS-CoV-2 immune responses in all participants.
And so, they were happy about that.
And no trial-limiting safety concerns were identified. Okay. Just if you had some immune, that doesn't mean you're immune. Just because you produced an antibody doesn't mean you're immune.
Absolutely.
See, that's what they say is effective. Well, it produced an immune response.
And they're happy with that.
Well, hell, I could get an immune response if I took a hammer to your hand. If I hit your hand with a hammer, I can get an immune response out of it.
You certainly can.
Does that mean it cured my, does that mean it prevents you from hitting me in the hand with a hammer?
And there's trials?
No.
And there's trials with monkey trials when they, had that immune response with the COVIDs, and they had it with the monkeys. They put the monkeys in COVID-infective cages. They all died. Did you hear that study?
That what, with the vaccines, you mean?
Yeah, with the vaccines.
Yeah, I did. Herd immunity level in UK high enough to dodge second wave of COVID, a new study claims. So the herd immunity has been built up from everybody getting this, supposedly, that they're ready for a second wave.
That's way better than a vaccine, in my opinion.
Well, that's what herd immunity does not repeat. Let me underline that in double bold red letters. And that herd immunity. Remember when you were little and your friend got chickenpox and your mom said, "Go play with your friend."
Yeah, do it.
Why am I going to play with my friend? He's got pox all over his face. And then she said, "Well, you'll be out of school for a week." Okay, let's go. Great, let's do it.
And you're immune the rest of your life. For the most part.
That's herd immunity. Five vaccination destinations opening their... Five vacation destinations are now opening their borders to Americans this summer. Antigua, Aruba, Bahamas, Barbados, and Belize. But you have to have a negative test, COVID test, to get there.
Don't take one that Bill Gates manufactured.
Your past seasonal colds could actually save you from COVID-19, Oxford study suggests. So that's, I mean, how come these studies aren't put on corporate media? How come they don't talk about these two studies?
It's because they want to vaccinate 8 billion people.
Well, that's what your buddy said.
That's what he did. That goblin. He looks like a goblin.
Defense Secretary effectively bans Confederate flags from military bases while rejecting divisive symbols. Defense Secretary Mark Esper effectively banned the display of Confederate battle flag on installations, saying in a memo, "The flags we fly must accord with the military imperatives of good order and discipline, treating all our people with dignity." What does me having a Confederate flag in my yard have to do with... See, this makes me want to fly a Confederate flag.
I agree.
If they say we can't fly a flag, then I'm going to fly a Confederate flag.
Let's get one.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely. I think we're getting one. Mongolia warns of bubonic plague outbreak. I'm telling you, I've heard.
It's coming here. That's
stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.